worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get out.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
It is episode 81.
Oh, we missed the big one.
Yeah, normally I'm on the up and up when it comes to the round numbers. Failed catastrophically this last time, but that's okay. We're still over that hump. Imagine that. We're 20-ish episodes away.
19.
That's still 20-ish.
Math is not our strong.
No, especially not mine. But we're about 19 episodes away from episode 100. Think about that. Gonna have to do something special to mark that occasion.
Mickey's gonna leave the show.
We should, like, swap bodies or something. Science can do that now, right?
Elon Musk must have something.
I want to be you. Lazy.
I want to be Mickey because I want to know what it's like not to care about anything. What are you holding your breath for?
I don't want to be either of you.
She's trying to suffocate herself off the show.
I noticed.
That's what's happening.
100th show, she's going to kill herself.
Welcome to A Freak Accident. We are so thrilled to have you here. AFreakAccident.com is the website. Email us freaks@AFreakAccident.com. If you include your physical mailing address, we'll send you some free stickers. I'm Chris Cohen. I'm joined by Lazy E.
Cannot wait for Friday because I'm going to see... Yeah!
Iron Maiden, damn!
Second time seeing them, but I have to see them as much as possible because, well, how much more can they really do?
And oh, yeah.
Lead singer flies airplanes. Come on. I've seen Harrison Ford. Once you get up there, it's not a good hobby to have.
Hey, there's a third member of this show. Her name is Mickey, and she's sitting right across from me. Hello.
Hi. I still don't have much to say. Hasn't changed.
That's fine. You know
okay,
what? At this point...
We've settled on this.
Yeah, it's endearing almost.
Great.
And it also makes when you have something to say, like, mega.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh my God.
It's a big deal. It's like you mark the occasion when that happens.
Even though I'm usually wrong when I speak. It's okay.
Well,
yeah.
At least 50% of the time you're... Right.
Yeah, that would get you into the minor leagues.
Well, no, because she's a woman, 75%.
Oh, welcome to all our female listeners, and goodbye.
Well, that was a fine joke, as far as I'm concerned.
That was more highbrow. I'll give you that.
Yeah,
middle brow maybe.
Yeah,
not lowbrow though.
You have to understand things like wage gap in order to get that question. That joke, the punchline,
and the question.
Yeah, the question. The question is. Why am I here?
That's what every listener is doing right now. That's the question amongst them.
On this lovely award-not-nominated show, although we can't say that anymore, can we?
Oh, yeah. We're the big time, baby!
You see, historically, I've joked, like, oh, yeah, this award-rejected podcast, I can't, as a joke... But I can't make that claim anymore because it's just straight up not true.
Yeah, we got put up on, what is it, Steamtown Music Awards? Or the Steamtown Awards?
The
now?
Electric City Music Conference? Is it? No, yeah, something like that. It's the Electric City Music Conference, but it's the Steamtown Music Awards. It's a local thing.
Yeah.
You know, to Miroslav, who's sitting in Ukraine.
Yeah.
To all our European listeners. Oh, by the way, I was looking at our statistics last week. You know what country we are second most popular in?
What is that?
It's not Canada. It used to be Canada.
Who's that?
Japan. Oh. We are huge in Japan. They love us over there.
That's a t-shirt, isn't that? We're huge in Japan?
Yeah, it is.
It's true for us now.
So it's Japan, and then it's Canada, and then China, and then, like, the Philippines. They love us in Asia.
Like, I get
why. I don't... Yeah, I mean...
Here's why we're doing good there. They can't understand us.
Right. Ah! If they could, they would definitely not be listening.
I'm going to say...
Maybe they just like the timber in our voice. You know, it's just... It's soothing. Yeah, it's soothing when you don't understand the words that they're forming.
It's possible.
Maybe.
Or, just a hunch, maybe people on military bases.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, you know what? That's a good, yeah, probably.
Why you gotta bring logic into this?
I mean, it would be cool to think, like, our language, we break barriers. Like, language doesn't matter. We're just entertaining as is.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't, but yeah, anyway, we got nominated for an award, Podcast of the Year, in the Steamtown Music Awards, which is cool for us. You know, like I said, it means nothing to all of our nationwide international listeners, but for us here in northeastern Pennsylvania, it's a big deal.
But here's the thing.
It means people are listening, and they like it enough to nominate it for a thing.
Here's the real thing. While it doesn't mean anything to Miroslav, to the person in Virginia listening,
to Brandy out there in California.
Into California. But it does mean something, because what you could do is help us cheat the system. Everybody else on this award list is local.
Yeah.
You could vote for us. We're going to have a link for you up on our Facebook or website. We'll put it up somewhere.
Freakaccident.com. Go there. It'll be there.
Yeah. And
or Facebook or Twitter if you wanted to follow us in those places. That's fine, too.
Vote for us. Tell everybody to vote for us. We could scam this thing. And it would be such the cheat, like having votes from the Ukraine from Miroslav. How great would that be?
It'd be amazing. Be freaking awesome.
You know what? If you do that,
you got to play to your strengths, right?
Yeah, you got to take a picture and send it to us, freaks@freakaccident.com.
I consider that a strength. The fact that people in other countries are not smart enough to not listen, that's definitely a strength.
Yeah.
Put that right in the win column as far as I'm concerned.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'll take any wins we could get. If we get runner-up, I'm excited we just got nominated.
That's what I'm saying. Dude, honestly, it doesn't matter. And like I said, again, it's not like it's the is there a podcast awards?
Yes.
I know there is.
Yeah, we got a thing about it. The podcast, is it from the podcast movement? Maybe.
Maybe. Oh, that they do something, don't they?
Podcast. You said do <doo-doo>. Do. You said it.
I did.
Yeah, that's poop.
Yeah. That podcast movement, I think, does do some kind of award ceremony or something or another, don't they?
They have it. We got a couple emails from it, but it's like, I don't want to nominate myself.
Right. Yeah. That kind of seems. That's weird when you do. Somebody else has got to nominate you, which is why this is like out of the blue. I didn't even know this category existed. So enough people like the show to get us enough nominations to actually show up on the ballot, which is cool. Like I said, and that's enough. We will probably lose because one of the other podcasts that is nominated
is pretty popular.
Yeah, it's really popular, like local. Local podcast kind of thing. They're from a website that.
But they have also helped us out quite a bit.
They have. Well, yeah, we can mention them. NEPA Scene. Yeah, they do like. It's kind of like everything that's going on locally. It's
right.
Like a local kind of magazine sort of thing, and they have their own podcast. They interview local artists, local businesses, all that stuff. A lot of people listen. So, you know, that's fine. But I'm just glad, again, enough people like us to nominate us. That's cool, and that's enough for me.
Quick little note, if you are from the NEPA area, we told you all the cool things about that. It's not really that cool. You don't need to go and listen to them. Just listen to us.
See, that's mean.
Yeah.
That is mean.
We're competition.
I'm not saying it's not true.
Yeah, it's competition right now. Now it's a war. Yeah. After the awards, fine. Right. We're friends again. Not anymore. Yeah. NEPA Scene, we coming for you.
Again, didn't say it wasn't true, just that it was mean.
Who's the guy that runs that thing?
Rich.
Rich. I hate you.
Your name's going to be poor after we do it, you son.
Oh! It's like that meme where all those guys are just like, oh!
Yeah.
Picture that right now, Rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what Mickey was telling me, this is the first time they're doing the podcast.
They did. They just added it this year.
So we could win the inaugural award. And I'm surprised
I
said it right.
I would love to be the inaugural runner-up podcast of the year.
We're number two. We're number two. We're number two.
We're calling ourselves poop.
Second poop reference in the first segment.
Man, we are.
Where else can we go?
I don't know.
All those people in Japan. This is all for you. This is all for you.
They love poop, though. Have you ever watched a Japanese game show?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. Come on.
Most Extreme Challenge?
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys, can you email us? If you're from Japan, freaks@freakaccent.com.
I can't
please.
Read that.
Well, it goes through a translator.
The calligraphy? I can't read that.
Miroslav wrote us. Someone there could write us.
Yeah, but Miroslav is smart enough to be able to speak English.
Are you saying no one over in Japan smart enough to speak English?
No, you're probably right. They probably are.
They're a lot smarter
than us. Okay.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah, come on.
I was more so an insult at me. I'm not smart enough to read Japanese.
They're not going to write us in Japanese.
You don't know that.
Well, we could get
Google Translate. I mean, maybe they will, maybe they won't.
Google Translate.
Google lies all the time.
So?
Ask Google Assistant a question. Guarantee she's lying to you. She's not trustworthy like Siri is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a great device.
Or Alexa.
Alexa, turn on my light. I want Alexa to respond to people and go, get up, you're lazy.
Yeah. Well, lazy E, your cholesterol is through the roof, so maybe you should hit your own light switch tonight.
Then you turn back to Alexa and go, I could unplug you.
Yeah. Alexa, shut yourself down and never turn on again.
Gonna throw you out.
Yeah. Thanks. Well, that was a lovely waste of $90
well,
for that device.
Good run with that.
Yeah. Yeah. But, so, in addition to squeezing as many poop references out of this show as we can, get it? Squeezing it out. That's another one.
That's the third.
In addition to that, the poop references, we've also got other things to talk about on this episode of the show.
That's not poop related.
Well, maybe. We could always twist it into there.
Mickey, it's on this show. You don't know.
This is true.
You don't know.
We just got to flush it through our heads.
We had an entire...
that's fourth.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Dap that.
Dap it.
Oh, that fun. Was heard on the mic.
It was,
Did you
yeah.
hear that?
That was quite a fisting right there.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Fifth reference.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What has happened?
I don't know!
I don't know either.
What are we talking about?
We've quickly derailed.
Put us back on the tracks, please.
Please.
Oh, my God. So, we've got the D23 Expo. Or is it D23? I don't even know.
I don't know.
It's the Disney thing.
It's gone.
Lots of Star Wars and Marvel-related stuff. News and things came out of it, so we'll talk about that. I hope Mickey can recover by then.
No, she's done. Poop got her.
Game of Thrones is back.
Oh, yeah, and it had a very weird moment. Weird cameo.
Are you talking about when Samwell Tarly had to clean out the chamber pots? Six.
And you showed five, which made it really
I did. I was like, wait. No, but one of my toes was up in the air. You just couldn't see it because it's under the table.
Yeah, that was good.
It's fine.
That was good.
We've got a lot of news about cults, which you are now a part of.
Yeah, well,
now that you've listened to this, this is all subliminal hypnosis going on right now, believe me.
We're so smart.
Oh, good. Good, I'm glad you have that.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, do it again. Yeah.
Oh.
I love that that's a part of my life now.
Yeah, it is.
We're bringing back Finish the Lyric!
Yeah!
It's going to be great because it's going to be about girl groups.
Oh, there's so many good ones.
This is going to be another guilty pleasure, I think, reveal.
Oh, yeah. And I think Mickey's going to do good in this one. I don't know why.
Mickey hates girls.
Yeah, but music she likes. So it's a weird, like...
That becomes music I don't like.
All girl groups you hate?
I'm pretty sure.
You hate your own music?
I wouldn't consider what I did a girl group.
Fair enough.
That would make three of us
murderer.
In the room. Oh, no. Oh, no.
And we're going to round things out with a list of the worst things bosses do.
Oh, I can name it.
I hope my boss is listening. I've got a sticker on my desk.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Yeah, sure. Hey, let's have a quick little powwow, a quick meeting tomorrow morning.
That'd be nice. A pile of dung.
Seven. Excellent. More poop on the way and other things in this episode of A Freak Accident. What a mistake.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
D23. Yeah, no, we don't have any music, so we're gonna make our own.
Chime it in.
It's gonna be fine. Yeah, Disney had their, although we could have did, what, Tugboat? What was that old Mickey Mouse cartoon?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to sing that.
I wouldn't, well, yeah.
Was there any words to it?
I'm sure there must have been.
Well, I didn't think there was words.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off the D20 we go.
D23.
I was wrong, and I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. The show has got to go. So, D23 was this past weekend.
What's cool about D23 now is that Disney, this is all in Disney, right?
Yeah, it's all Disney-related properties.
Think about all the stuff they own now.
Star Wars, yeah. Marvel. It's
so much cooler now.
Everything.
I know.
Mickey, you look tired.
A little pooped.
Eight!
Eight.
Yeah. Oh, Mickey!
High five!
High five! Yes! They keep on coming. Yes. Yeah. All right. So
running counter.
Man, what a busy couple weeks this is, though. Yeah, D23 Comic Con in San Diego is this weekend.
Oh,
we'll have a recap of that next week's show.
Are they gonna have anything to talk about
after D23? I don't know. We had a couple big things come out, starting with Avengers.
There's no world like the Avengers, where everything's all right. You see, know the bad guy the moment you see him.
You gotta understand. He told me he had, I've got the Avengers theme song to use when we do that segment.
Yes, he did say that.
I know. That's because I didn't want to tell it yet.
I mean, I'm not mad about it. In fact, I'm very happy, but yeah. Way to swerve it. So we had the first. No, we haven't seen it.
Yeah, no, we can't see it.
The general public hasn't seen it. All of the journalists, though, who were in this exclusive preview,
where they take all their phones, and recording devices.
The people who were allowed to be there to see it, they saw it. A couple of descriptions, though, have shown up online of the first footage of Avengers Infinity War,
which is the biggest culmination to all these movies right now.
This is the culmination. It's all been, it used to be building toward Avengers. Then from there, since the Avengers in, what was that, like 7 years ago already? Yeah. It's been building toward this moment, this movie. And people are saying the spectacle is off the charts. Apparently, at the end of this trailer, Thanos, who shows up in it, grabs the moon and throws it at the Avengers.
Well, that would throw off the Earth a little bit.
How are you going to fight a guy who can throw planets? I'm sure Captain America is just going to lift his shield and the moon's just going to bounce right off because vibranium, right?
The problem with that is, doesn't that destroy the Earth in the end?
I mean, more than likely.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying, though. Like, now that is ridiculous, and you're going to say, like, it's all culminating in this? Yeah, the spectacle has to be crazy. How do you top that?
Yeah, because there's more.
In the next movie, they're going to fight God, and he's going to throw the universe at them.
Is this the culmination of Phase 3 or the beginning of Phase 3?
No, this is the culmination of Phase 3.
Okay, so this is the end of Phase 3 right here.
Phase 1 was Avengers 1. Phase 2 was Age of Ultron. Phase 3 is this.
And then this begins the Phase 3 of everything that's going to happen afterwards.
Phase 4, you mean.
Oh, Phase 4.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to be in Phase 4 because we honestly don't have any clue what movies are going to be coming out after this one. I mean, there's this one, and then there's, like, the next Avengers movie, which is technically still part of Phase 3. We don't know if that's Infinity War Part 2. I don't know.
Well, then Black Panther?
That's before that.
Okay, so it's okay. Because it's not going forward. It's backwards. And twirling.
Twirls freedom.
Yeah. Mickey seems so confused.
We got our first good look at Thanos. There was a statue there.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. He looks like a... like kind of like a redneck. You know, he's wearing like a beater tee and he's got like shorts on. He looks like Hank Hill from King of the Hill. Like, I'm not...
We're going to go catch those Avengers!
Yeah.
Let's go get them!
Yeah, right. We also got our first look at the Black Order, which is Thanos's, basically his minions.
His crew.
Yeah, his crew. I mean, it looks cool. It does look really cool.
Sounds cool.
And apparently he's throwing planets, so that's going to be crazy.
Things are going to get wild.
Yeah, I don't really see Spider-Man catching a planet in his web shooters.
You never know.
Spider-Sense, he'll just jump out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, 5 million miles.
Yeah, jump out of the way and still get hit by the moon. It's the moon.
Also, plenty of Star Wars news coming out of D23.
Yeah. It's like every week we have Star Wars news coming out somewhere.
Well, we're ramping up to The Last Jedi, which comes out this December.
Yeah. I can't wait for that.
And they didn't... Well, technically they released new footage, but it was a behind-the-scenes featurette that they played.
Almost like what you get in an extra of a DVD.
Right, yeah. You can see, like, you know, the cameras, but, like, it still gave us a glimpse at a few scenes... a few characters, some stuff that happens, Nothing that really is spoiler related, but it's Mickey, still just cool to see the process.
Mickey, have you seen any Star Wars?
The original Star Wars. And I think I saw whatever came out last year. Or was
Force
that the
Awakens.
Year before? Yeah.
So you've never seen Empire. Empire Strikes Back.
No, she said she saw the
original. Oh,
the original
trilogy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, good. I thought you meant, like, literally Star Wars, A New Hope, or when it first came out, just Star Wars.
No.
No. Okay. So you did see the original trilogy and Force Awakens. You don't need to see the prequels. That's fine.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
That's garbage.
How about the Walt Disney World, though, in Florida is going to have a completely immersive Star Wars hotel. You hear about that?
I actually saw some of the, well, their idea images.
It concept looks, art.
Yeah, it's insane.
Right.
I mean, it's everything. If you're a Star Wars fan, Mickey.
Nope.
No, I'm not saying you are. But
we know you're not, as a matter of fact.
This would literally be like living Star Wars.
It's almost, yeah, it's like you could role play Star Wars in this place because it's immersive. It's
RPG
all about like.
RPG hotel.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
And, cool little note, hopefully that's built soon because I am, it looks like me and Proofreader are going to try to do our honeymoon in Disney.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
And, well, they're going to have the Star Wars part of the park, too. Star Wars Land?
That's what I'm really, because how many years did they have Star Tours?
Right.
Where they had to do a mock version of all the Star Wars stuff. And it was like, I know what you're trying to say, but you can't say it.
The cool thing, though, is that park
is
insanely detailed.
They're building that right now as we speak.
Yeah.
So that's going to be done fairly soon.
Murderer's cousin is actually one of the guys working on it.
Really?
What?
Yep.
Can he get us, like, sneak peeks?
Probably not.
Oh, dude, do you real? They would kill him. He would never be seen again. If they caught him taking pictures of the park as it's being built,
ooh.
Disney takes that crap incredibly seriously.
Really cool idea. Once it opens, we should have him call the show and tell us all about it. Like, if he's down there.
Might be able to do that.
Like, while he's in there, he can explain
maybe after it's open.
That's what I mean.
We could ask him about all the juicy details.
We could probably do that.
Definitely not before, though, because we'll die. We will suddenly disappear
right?
and be replaced by android duplicates of ourselves that will be like, everything is fine. Disney did nothing to Crisco.
Yeah.
Please go see the new live-action Aladdin in theaters.
It's a dark world after all.
Pretty much. Speaking of that, they've cast the live-action Aladdin and Jasmine because apparently every classic Disney movie needs to be remade live-action now. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
It's really annoying.
Yeah.
How are they going to do that with the genie?
They're doing live-action... Well, Will Smith is the genie, too, by the way.
I know, but that's really going to be weird.
They're doing live-action Lion King, which, no, you're not. It's going to be CGI lions and Pumbaa and Timon, and it's not going to be live-action, okay?
I'll tell you what. I'll be impressed if they teach the lions how to talk. I'm in.
Unless they're going to do what they do on Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have a guy wear, like, a lion hat and run around.
Broadway's production has gone over very well over the years, so maybe they would turn it into that.
We also, apparently, there was the first footage from The Incredibles 2, which The Incredibles is one of the best movies ever.
Never saw it.
Oh, dude, it's awesome. So that one, that's coming out. The first footage of that was released. Wreck-It Ralph 2. Toy Story 4, we learned that the director is no longer attached somehow.
Yeah, that came out a little bit ago. He just...
I don't know why they're making...
I thought the third one was kind of ending.
Closed it out, like, really perfectly, as a matter of fact.
Money.
Oh, wait, I know why money.
Yeah.
Yes,
it
exactly.
speaks volumes.
You said it, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was pretty much all the big news coming out of D23, or all the stuff that we care about. And like I said, we got Comic-Con this weekend, so the nerd news is not going to stop anytime soon.
Neat little aside, kind of, if you're going to San Diego Comic-Con, send us some stuff, freaks@freakaccent.com, audio, anything. We'd love to see it.
Or tickets. We'll take tickets at this point.
And flights.
I know they're non-transferable. Nah, down with the man, okay? You send us those tickets and get us in the door.
And if you can't, just send us everything you see there. That would be great. freaks@freakaccent.com.
Got it. Up next, Game of Thrones is back on A Freak Accident.
A Freak Accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
It is such a good feeling to have this show back on my television every week.
This is one of those shows that I constantly tell myself between seasons, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to get caught up. Never do.
That's what I'm saying. I'm the only one here who watches this show, aren't I?
You are correct.
I hear about it nonstop, so it's almost like The Walking Dead. I don't have to watch it.
I actually think, Mickey, you probably like it.
It's on TV. I probably won't.
Well, I mean,
it's HBO, so it's not like regular TV.
That's true.
So maybe.
Probably not, though.
It's really good.
That's what I always hear. My friend Neil is completely into it. Like, I mean, to the point where it's obsession.
Lazy E, you could probably binge the show and get caught up before the season finale because
they're shorter episodes, right? They're not like
No. Each episode's like an hour. Some are more than that.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I'll never watch it.
Some are more than that, but there's only, I think, there used to be only like 10 episodes a season, though.
Okay, so
it's not like there's 24 hour-long episodes in a season, you know?
That's what made it hard for me with The Walking Dead. There were some seasons that it just felt like, and then there were some episodes that were an hour and a half. Yeah. So it was like, ugh.
I mean, and these last two seasons, while the episodes are like, and when I say an hour, usually it's like 40 to 50 minutes. Okay, these last couple seasons, though, it's like a solid hour, if not more, but there's only 8 episodes a season each time.
So it's easier to, it's more palatable.
Right, which is kind of disappointing because it's like, oh my God, like there's only a dozen or so episodes left of this show.
And is this the last season or is it the next one?
No, this is the next to last.
Okay, next one is the last. And I heard the last season is only 6 episodes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I mean. This season's only 6, too, I think.
Wow.
It's like 6 and... Yeah, there's only 12 episodes. Now there's 11. Jeez.
And Mickey, I know you don't watch TV, but think about it. You wait all year for a season to come out, and then you get 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than nothing, I suppose.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm kind of okay with it because it means I only have to pay for HBO for 6 weeks, and then I get to drop it off my package.
No, HBO's smart. What they do is they have that last episode roll over into the next month, so you pay for that one extra month that you don't want to, and you're like, ah, man.
Yeah. I mean, the premiere was excellent, though. It was awesome. I mean, I won't say anything because I want to give people the chance to see it themselves, but
give
it's
me
really
some
good.
Cool parts. Like,
let me just put it this way. One particular character is outpacing everyone else this season in terms of number of kills by like 4 dozen after one episode. Yeah. Yeah. So
I did hear one thing about this, and it wasn't a good review of it. And it had to do with somebody who's not on the cast.
Oh, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No, it was... Before we get into Ed Sheeran, I did want to just share with you some of these numbers, though.
Oh, okay? Numbers?
Yeah, for the premiere, because it is kind of mind-boggling. The worldwide hit series delivered, this is from EW, an incredible 16.1 million viewers during the premiere.
And those are live-watching human beings.
16.1 across all HBO platforms. Now, that is including streaming DVR and reruns, people who watch the reruns.
Put it this way, Mickey. The WWE, which is on a channel, USA, which you get with basic cable anymore, pretty much.
Yeah, basically.
gets 3 million viewers a week. That got 16 million. That's more than the election.
A 50% increase from last year's season premiere would tell the previous record.
I think it's because it's starting to dwindle down and
probably
people are really interested.
What's amazing is even if you exclude the streaming platforms and you look at the pure overnight number from Nielsen, 10.1 million people.
So you're talking only 6 million did it another way.
Either recorded it on DVR, streamed it, or watched a rerun.
Which, it's... That's
fine. Almost twice the number, though, when you think of it that way, too.
Yeah, but even if you add in those, I don't know why they always put that as a superlative. It's like, they still watched it.
Yeah.
Most people watch DVR anyways.
Right.
It also inspired 2.4 million tweets on Twitter.
That's pretty unheard of. I don't know what the election was, but that has to be close to it.
It's got to be somewhere up there, yeah. I mean, that's crazy, those numbers. It's nuts. But yeah, so 2.4 million, how many of those do you think had to do with people angry that Ed Sheeran was suddenly on their screens?
2 million. Because it was, from what I hear, it was bad. Do you want a little taste, Mickey?
Sure.
Here it is.
For she was his secret treasure. She was his shame and his bliss. And a chain and a keep are nothing compared to a woman's kiss. For hands of gold are always cold, but a woman's
hands. He premiered his new single.
Now, this is actually, it's a song from the book. But yeah, he shows up, like, suddenly one of the characters is riding by and he's with, like, a group of soldiers. They're, like, sitting around a campfire and he's singing, of course.
What else could
he
have done?
And then they gave him lines, too. Yeah, well, why would you do that to us?
Well, I know the clip that I saw of that is where he just, they go, I haven't heard of that before. And he's like, new tune. I'm like, that's about where Ed Sheeran. The thing is, did you know that was originally... You know, you think it's from the books. It's actually what was that song you love from him, Shape of You?
Yeah.
That was originally the lyrics for Shape of You. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, they are.
People really need to find better things to do with their time.
Then listen to this show? I agree. This is terrible. How could you be here right now?
Do you know who made that?
You.
This guy.
Yeah, right. You need to find better things to do with your time.
People were
You're mostly with me right now.
People were mostly mad, I guess, because they said it was too jarring. Like, it pulled you right out of the show to suddenly see Ed Sheeran on the screen.
Yeah, it's not like an actor...
Right.
That you could kind of forget for a second.
Yeah.
No, it's Ed Sheeran, right. And he's playing himself pretty much.
That'd be like if Schwarzenegger suddenly showed up in Game of Thrones. You'd be like, what's happening?
Oh, there's Hulk Hogan in the background. Cool. He's giving a leg drop to one of the enemies.
Yeah, right. Now, he's not the first person to make a cameo. What's his name from Coldplay?
Oh.
Was on it like a season or two ago, but he didn't have lines and he also didn't sing. He also wasn't in the frame for like 50% of the scene that was shot.
Yeah, was it like maybe this isn't his
sitting
song.
There with his stupid soulless eyes and his red hair.
Yeah, he didn't. You said the guy from Coldplay, right?
Yeah,
he said he wasn't like looking up there and goes, "Hey, look at the clock." And he just like, "Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee."
Yeah, right. Oh. Yeah, apparently the backlash against Ed Sheeran was so bad. I feel bad for him. He left Twitter because he couldn't take the abuse anymore.
Wow, and you think this is a guy who's like some ugly redheaded guy? Like, I mean, he's the one that you look at and you go, that's a redhead. And he had to quit Twitter over this.
Yeah. Now, the director of the episode did come to his defense, said that he was a lovely performer who deserved to be there.
Do you know what that's called? Participation award.
Right, yeah, basically. Yeah, let that be a lesson to you. Don't interrupt my crap with these stupid people who make these terrible music. I liked that one song because it was catchy. That's it. Yeah. He's garbage beyond that. Keep him out of my fan. No, turn it off. I can mute it. Ah, there. Oh, I can do it on my side of things. I don't want to hear that crap. Oh my God.
See, the
God, I'm sorry. I didn't know you liked Ed Sheeran so much.
Ed Sheeran.
Yes. Turn it off.
Oh my God. No, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone.
So, yeah, now we have 11 episodes left. I am sad.
We had a revelation today. We had breaking news. God loves Ed Sheeran.
It's the only thing I explain how that friggin' ginger's so popular and successful.
Well, we love him. Gonna see him on tour.
Please don't kill me with lightning.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Up next, finish the lyric.
Yes!
It's back. Mickey's favorite game to play on A Freak Accident.
Please strike me down.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
Live from A Freak Accident Studios, it's everybody's favorite game show, Finish the Lyric. And now your host, Lazy Mickey.
Why does Mickey look like somebody who just got a terrible prognosis?
Hey, you just got a terrible prognosis. You need to shut up when I'm not. It's not your turn. You
it's
didn't
not that bad of a prognosis.
You started the show.
Right.
Totally wrong.
Way more interesting than whatever you were going to say.
Welcome back, everyone. No, but it's a real easy concept, this game. I mean, I think you two would agree, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I play a song, then I stop it immediately, and you have to finish the lyrics. It says it in the name.
What's the name called?
Finish name of the game? The lyric.
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. You didn't even need to go through that.
And that's the end of the game.
Yay!
No. I was kidding. Anyways.
You don't have that kind of luck.
This is a game everybody can play, and while you're playing at home, we have two contestants playing in the studio. Let's first meet Mickey. And from what I hear, you are famous worldwide for making the best steaks for animals that lick their butt.
Yes, yes, I am.
What is your favorite butt-licking steak to make? Do the dogs prefer the butt or the steak?
The steak.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
And why would they keep going back?
You think pork butt. That makes more sense, right?
I'm gonna kick you in the butt. Keep doing this. Of course, I'm talking to
her. Is that a ninth poop reference, kind of, sort of?
Okay, I'll let that go. That's a ninth. Ninth, everybody.
Close
enough. Nine. And right there is her opponent, Crisco, who told us just before we went on the air that he has a collection of knockoff fidget spinners.
Yeah, I do.
How many are you up to now?
They're called digit winners, and I'm up to like 1,300.
1,300. I think that's a world record.
It might be.
No, I'm sorry. Ed Sheeran has just one more than you. So Ed Sheeran's still winning the world. He is not part of this list, just to let you know.
Thank God.
Although, oh God, no. It's already bad, this show. Anyways, today you'll both be playing for a glorious prize, and that's having O.J. Simpson as your roommate when he gets out of prison.
Oh, yeah, he got paroled, didn't he?
Well, it's not yet, but
it's going
to
happen.
It's looking this way, so, all right. Are you guys ready to play?
Yep.
Today the theme is girl bands.
Oh, God, this is going to be bad.
Mickey, how do you feel about girl bands? She could say it because she's the girl on the show.
I hate them.
Why?
They're terrible.
All of them.
All of them.
You are in a band, or were in a band.
It was not a girl band. Well, I mean, unless you want to count Murderer as a girl.
Oh.
That joke happened already earlier in the show.
He just wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't on the show.
It's like we're time traveling.
I am Lazy Mickey. I just joined us.
Right.
So.
I forgot.
Oops.
We flipped Ed Sheeran in the back, and he was still terrible. So,
he's still in love with the shape of you.
I am a round shape, but it is a shape, so I'll take it. Anyways, let's start out with Crisco.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is from the wonderful three-letter band TLC.
Oh, no.
Chasing waterfalls. Listen to the rivers and the lakes that you use.
Already screwed up the lyrics.
I know that there's. I know that you're gonna have it your way or no way at all, right? Isn't that close? Damn it!
It's not finished the close lyric. Mickey, do you think you have it?
No. Try it again.
All right.
I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all.
Ah!
Damn it.
I let her beat me out on that one.
Yeah, well, and also...
what a load of crap. 10.
Oh, yeah, we're on 10, all right. Also, big ups to L.
Right.
That's TC now, so, you know. One's out for you. Squeaking one out. That's 11. I don't care. Mickey, are you ready?
Nope.
We're going to be throwing it back quite a bit from TLC. This is a sister
or sisters who got hit with a sledge. Of course, I'm talking about Sister Sledge.
We're giving love in a family dollhouse. We are family. Hey,
We know. She just started laughing. How do you not know that song? That is literally one of the most famous songs of all time.
Is it on a TV show?
No!
No.
It was just one of the most historically famous songs of all time.
He's right. As a student of music, you should know that one.
No.
I'm not even mad Chris goes talking out of turn, because this is completely true, and he's siding with me.
Then you finish the lyric.
Fine.
All right.
Do it.
We're giving love in a family dollhouse. We are family.
Get up, everybody, sing.
What?
That's not the one?
Oh, no!
There was a line before it.
We got family.
Yeah.
Get up, everybody, sing.
See, I got it right. I was just ahead of myself.
No, you got it wrong.
She is right.
Nah.
Yeah.
Ah,
that means
God,
wrong.
That's loud.
That means wrong.
It's loud and it's in my brain.
Oh, your brain. Better. Well, maybe that'll stop you from talking out of turn.
Unlikely.
Why do I think that's true? Mickey, I know you're going to get this wrong.
Oh,
I already know. Because we're moving it up again. In fact, past TLC and right around now.
Oh, God.
They're not one harmony. They're not two harmony. Three? Nah, that would be simple. Four? We're talking about Fifth Harmony.
Yeah, I really
Here
don't
we
know
go.
That.
You don't gotta go to work. Work, 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 work. And my body do the work. Work, work, work,
work, work, work. I'm gonna continue with the work, 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 work.
Close. All right, Crisco, here we go. You don't gotta go to work.
We can work from home. Oh,
oh, oh, oh.
It's not it? Are you kidding me?
Oh. Yes!
We can work from home. Oh, oh.
Crisco, first one on the board.
I am the sixth harmony.
I'm glad to see girl groups have gotten progressively worse over the years.
Well, at least they know how to work. Work, 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 work. But they don't have to work. Work, 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 work. Who loves heading back to the 90s? Too bad, because we're doing it.
I was going to say I love it, so.
Mickey was not going to. You know, you wouldn't want to go out of Vogue, but you would want to go in Vogue. It was a stretch, but it worked. Mickey, you gotta finish this lyric.
I just sit back and watch you make a fool of yourself. Cause you're just wasting your time.
Oh. Don't even know the song.
Do you know what the sad thing is? You saying that was close to the lyric. Alright, you ready?
I think so. No, you're never gonna get it. Not this time. No, you're never gonna get it.
No, you're never gonna get it. Not this time.
No, you're never gonna get it.
My lover.
No, you're never gonna get it. Much like Victory, Mickey, you're never gonna get it.
I'm okay with
I'm
that.
I'm coming back.
By
you
the
go
way,
right ahead.
This list is actually coming from Billboard's top 20 artists, female group artists of the last, like, two decades or three decades or something like that. No, probably longer than that, last century. Regardless, today's sponsor is hats. Their hair's the skies.
You broke Crisco.
Hats. They're a brim above the rest. Okay, Crisco, when this song came out, you were about five decades before thought.
I wasn't even the gleam in the eye.
You weren't even. I'm not even sure you would even be a drawing.
A drawing? Like a cave drawing?
Yes. It's Mongolian singers. No. This is LaBelle. You know the song, though.
I only know this song because of the stupid remake that they did back in the 90s.
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, yeah.
That song is about having three bananas. Lovely fruit. Lovely fruit, everyone. Mickey,
no.
I know she's going to get this one right because it's her favorite band of all time.
Oh, I'm going to drop a log if that's true. 11.
Damn it. Oh, my God. Well, these girls love to cook because they have a huge spice rack. It's the Spice Girls!
If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time.
Do you even know him?
I don't.
Oh my God, you are worthless.
I think I might know this one.
Well, that's not the name of the game. It's called Figure the Lyric, not I think I might figure the lyric. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time.
Get your act together, we will be just fine.
Get your act together, we could be just fine.
Oh, you just missed it!
You're gonna kill me over one word?
What you really, really want? I wanna really, really, really wanna sing and sing.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to be. Thinking it's too easy, that's the way it is.
Now what you think of? Oh, never mind.
It's off my one word. Sorry, it still smoked you.
One day I will remember to put that live on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, you'll never know when it's coming, though. You'd have to tape the whole show.
That's fine.
What are you sitting there in the thinker pose there, Crisco?
I'm just contemplating the infinite.
Contemplating the infinite. My name is Lazy P. Anyways, final song. I know
oh,
you're
we got
sad.
One more. Sweet. Oh,
here it is. Here it is. They were once ugly, and then they got better looking, at least one of them. And then, well, life happened.
He's talking about us, isn't he?
I think so.
Welcome to a freak accident. No, I'm talking about Wilson Phillips.
Don't ever let anyone step all over you. Just open your
Who's in Bridesmaids?
Your mind.
Didn't see the movie.
You haven't seen
Is
any.
Is it pretty bad to feel this way inside?
Most famous 80s songs. Come on. Mickey.
Wasn't alive.
Thank you.
Wasn't alive for
Have you
most
ever seen
of the 80s.
Bridesmaids?
No.
You've never seen that movie?
No. I only just saw Step Brothers like 2 weeks ago for the first time.
You taking lessons from Mickey over here? the Mickey route of watching movies?
It was awesome though, by the way.
No, it is.
Did we just become best friends?
Yes. Here's the end.
Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Until then,
did you know?
Don't you know? Things can change.
You have to know this part. When you hold on for one more day. When you hold on for one more day.
Things are going away.
Anytime that lightning wants to strike me down. Anytime.
Well, keep holding on.
For one more day.
Well, this was an interesting episode.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How many did I just miss? I'm almost ashamed considering the subject matter.
If you divide by two, add one. Well, you miss talking when you're supposed to. That was a big one you missed.
What else is new?
So big!
You missed being a good host.
So big that our winner is Mickey!
That's all, folks.
We are bad at math.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
One of us, one of us.
Gooba gaba, gooba gaba. One of us, one of us. Gooba gaba, gooba gaba.
One of us, one of us.
Now that you're officially in the A Freak Accident cult, let's talk about how terrible some of these other cults are.
Oh, my God. What happened this past week?
Well, I don't know. Cult activity was at an all-time high. This one in our own backyard in Toby Hanna, Pennsylvania.
I know what you're thinking out of state, people. How do I get myself to Toby Hanna?
Yeah.
Believe me, it's as exciting as it sounds.
Toby Hanna is the most Pennsylvania-named town ever.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Like, that's like a picture-perfect microcosm of our entire state. Toby Hanna.
I'm racking my brain on the rest of the ridiculous names that Pennsylvania has, but no, that one tops the list.
Yeah. Tunkhannock is like a close second, probably.
Yeah, no, Troop.
Yeah. So Toby Hanna, a woman from the Times Leader, a woman shot her boyfriend in the head after he asked her to kill him. Because he thought the leader of a cult they belonged to was a reptile posing as a human.
Done.
The lizard people. Isn't that, like, a good thing, though? Like, don't you join the cults to get in with the lizard people?
Lizards.
Right.
I mean, here's the thing.
Illuminati and all that.
Isn't like, this, like, this is, like, multiple levels of crazy?
Yeah.
Like, that's not just one crazy. That's, like... Here's one, and I see you're crazy with this crazy. You think you believe in lizard people? Oh, yeah, I'm going to shoot you, and I want you to.
They were. I love how the fact that it was like, it wasn't just that he believed in lizard people. He believed that a lizard person was the head of his cult. So it's like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, he was afraid of lizard people. Oh, okay, that's crazy enough as it is. Because he thought they had taken over his cult. It's like, oh, okay, he was also in a cult.
Well, yeah, that's when you told me, like, when I saw the article and it said shot the guy.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you read more, you're like, that wasn't the worst part of the story. I don't know.
Well, here's the best part. The Rogers 42, that's, I guess, the guy's girlfriend, I'm assuming so,
okay.
Told police the group, the cult that they're a part of,
okay,
centers on aliens and raptures. Online postings associated with the cult detail a theory that a group of alien reptiles is subverting the human race through mind control.
Of course. That makes total sense.
Lizard.
So, if your cult is dedicated to, like, taking down the reptiles, wouldn't you assume maybe the reptile who's the head of your cult is, like, an insurgent of some kind? I'm saying, man.
Crazy.
You people should listen to me.
No.
I would be a fantastic cult leader, I would like to say. I think I would do a wonderful job. Just send me a check to Crisco at 123 A Freak Accident Avenue in the amount of $1,000, and we'll get this cult started. I will protect you from the lizard people and from the gray aliens and from
Mickey
and the white aliens.
Oh, why the white aliens?
Why not the white aliens?
Why?
He started with the gray ones.
That's right.
Doesn't mean it. So you're against the whites and the grays.
I ain't prejudiced.
Yeah, you are.
Nope. The next cult.
I don't like when we have a week when it's like the next cult.
This is lovely. This one. How would you like, Lazy E, to join the cult of R. Kelly?
Yes.
Let me get a hippie running my hands through my fro, hypnotizing them all.
Now, he peed on people. which is not a poop reference, but I think that should go in as like 11 and a half at least.
No, it's gotta be, it's got to be pure.
All right, fine. I'll put that one back in the back door then.
Yeah, we got it. What is that, 12?
It is 12.
Awesome.
R. Kelly is being accused of holding women in a cult against their will.
Oh, that's good.
He held a bunch of women. He kidnapped them. He held them hostage in his house and forced them to join a cult. Where a cult where, and I, at this point, I just think he's ripping me off from the idea that I just had. A cult where he dictates everything from what they can wear and eat to their sexual behavior, and he also controls any communication they have with the outside world.
That's called kidnapping.
Yeah. And slavery.
Yeah.
That's not a cult. That's just a crime.
Yeah, that's kidnapping, right. And slavery. Yeah. No, you can't. Wow.
BuzzFeed claims that the R&B singer who has homes near Chicago and Atlanta houses up to 6 women.
What?
3 women who say they used to be a part of Kelly's entourage, Cheryl Mack, Kitty Jones, and Asante McGee.
Oh, well, very respectable people.
These all sound like fake names, don't they?
Yeah.
Asante McGee.
Oh, that's related to me. You know, Lazy E, Asante McGee.
Gave information on his alleged lifestyle. Now, we have some audio from a person who was one of his victims, right?
Yeah, she talked to TMZ and is basically defending him, which is really crazy. Now, you got to imagine, she's a kidnap victim. They're right. Saying this is a cult. So keep that in mind while you listen to this. It's a little lengthy, so here we go.
Mainly want to say that I'm in a happy place with my life. I'm not being brainwashed or anything like that.
That's exactly what someone brainwashed says, okay?
You know, it just came to a point where it definitely has got out of hand.
So you are not being held against your will or doing anything that you do not want to do?
Oh, no, not at all. I've never been feeling hostage or anything like that.
So why is it now that your family's coming forward and saying this and they've asked for a welfare check and everything like that?
I personally, I don't really know what's going on with that, so I wouldn't want to answer that at this moment. The last time I spoke to my parents may have been about a good on and off. For about a good 6-5 months.
That's called kidnapping.
Yep.
It hasn't been around. What are you looking at, Mickey?
Why are the parents asking for a welfare check?
No, a wellness check.
Checking on her welfare.
She got the welfare check.
No, see, here's the thing. That caught me, too, but I was smart enough to figure out what they actually meant.
It was not sinking in. It was not happening.
Let's hear the rest of her.
I haven't really spoken to them because of everything they've been causing problems in my life about saying I've been hostage and being held against my...
It gets really crazy.
Okay.
Like, you're gonna be able to tell she's been held against her will.
I'm on board.
I will and stuff like that.
Are you currently in Georgia, or where are you?
I'm not. I wouldn't want to speak on that as well.
Are you with other roommates? Are you free to go from where you are?
No. I want to speak on that as well.
Why can't you speak on where you're at, and you're saying, are you being held against your will? I can't speak on that?
You know, I sense a pattern here. Okay, she's saying she had trouble with her parents, right?
Yeah.
R. Kelly, the Lord of Lizards, forced her mother to shoot her father in the head. It's the other two people who live in Tobyhanna, Pennsylvania. It's all connected. Illuminati. Alex Jones was right this whole time.
Oh my God, Alex Jones, you're a genius.
Yeah.
Last time I'll ever say that.
according to some of these other victims, though, they say no, you have to ask for food, you have to ask to use the bathroom. R. Kelly is a master at mind control. He is a puppet master. So apparently he's also got like Muppet theater going on at his house too then, if he's a master of puppets. Dun. Dun, dun, dun.
You are a factory of sadness.
That's what you are. No, you're saying he's a mastermind. We're talking about the guy who we just heard made the remix to Ignition, the follow-up to Ignition, and I believe I could fly.
Do you think any of those girls were trapped in the closet?
The light bulb just went on.
It was a documentary. Oh, my God.
It wasn't about him. It was about his victims.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well. Well, I can tell you that's a crappy situation.
Ah, 13! Yeah. That's a perfect way to end the show, too, yeah. I think. Moral of this story, don't trust the lizard people. Don't follow R. Kelly anywhere. And don't join a cult.
Yeah, really. That's
Seriously, though, don't drink with R. Kelly. You'll end up in his closet.
It's like Bill Cosby. Just don't.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Thank you, though, for taking the time to listen to this episode of Freak Accident. We were going to have that thing about, like, the terrible things bosses do. Nope.
Next week.
Matt Damon to next week. So come back next week on the show. We'll have that. We will have some other antics, I'm sure, as well.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have your Comic-Con recap, as we already explained. So join us next week. It's going to be a good time. Maybe we'll play another game. Maybe Mickey will talk more. Maybe she'll talk less. Who knows? There's only one way to find out. That's by coming back.
And if you have an idea what you wanted to talk about, you want to play another game, if you have an idea, freaks@freakaccent.com, send us an email and leave your address and we'll send you a sticker.
And don't forget, you can send us an email about absolutely anything. Reach out anytime for any reason. We'd love to hear from you. Don't forget, you can also follow us on social media. All those links are available in the Connect page, which you can find at our website, freakaccent.com. Also there, the link to vote for us.
Yes.
Yeah, the Steamtown Music Awards Podcast of the Year. Help us win, and we will reward you with more podcasts.
Yes, love us.
One of us. Gooba gaba, gooba gaba.
No, but you can help us scam these local ones.
Yeah.
Please, help us scam
Help us bury these people.
Yeah.
Deserve it.
By 100 votes, we want to win.
That's right.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm talking to you, Rich. I swear to God.
Listen, hey, Rich might be a lizard person. I don't know.
I'm not saying he is a lizard person, but what proof has he given us that he isn't?
I'm not saying he isn't R. Kelly, but both their names start with R.
We're not saying he kidnaps people.
But it might.
But
might happen.
You know what? What has he done to prove not?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
He's never said he hasn't kidnapped anybody.
I've never seen the inside of his house.
Yeah, watch. Mickey, have you kidnapped somebody?
Maybe.
Damn it, Mickey.
You're blowing up our spots. Stop.
Shh. Listen, you keep that crap private, okay? You keep it to yourself.
They can
you
still hear
you.
We can still hear you.
Don't bring it to the show.
They can still hear you.
Oh, sorry. So website, freakaccident.com. Subscribe on iTunes and Google Play Music. iTunes, Google Play Music, wherever podcasts are downloaded. Leave us a good review on iTunes. Help us climb the charts. Be very important to us. Thank you for listening to this one.
Please,
again, I'm so sorry for the mistake that you made.
Yes.
But come make another mistake again next week. We will be waiting to receive you. For a freak accident. My name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.